Yeah, so we're officially going to be doing the classic famous Ramban at the end of Bo. But we're really going to be focusing on something very specific. It's a very long piece. You'll see here, I didn't even bring the whole piece, but much of it is bracketed. The gist of what the Ramban says is that how come so many mitzvot are focused on the idea of Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim? And the Ramban talks about how... two pages. The Ramban talks about how there are several aspects of the ideas of the miracles that the miracles were rejecting several levels of misbelief or disbelief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, there is a God, and the God cares about our world, if he's doing these miracles, which are manipulating the Teva, and God has the ability to interact in our world. So there are all sorts of beliefs that people didn't necessarily accept. And the point of these nisim was to prove to the world that no. You can also maybe say a little bit differently or a little bit more, that I feel like the idea in like the ancient world was that the kingdom that was victorious, also their god was victorious, or gods, lahavdil, were victorious. So the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing that if Mitzrayim was like the most powerful kingdom in the world, at least certainly that in that area, and then Hashem is coming and saying, I'm being mesachik behem, I'm playing with them, I'm toying with them, that shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most ultimate power in the universe. So that's what it's supposed to tell to the world. So then the Ramban says, once you understand that, so the reason why we're reminding ourselves of Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim for so many mitzvos is because we're reminding ourselves of how Hashem did these things to us and for us, and therefore it's reminding us also about these basic ideas of belief. Let's start. I don't want to focus on that, but I want to focus on what the Ramban is... What I want you to be thinking about, well, where did the Ramban get this? Like, what's the flow here at the end of the Ramban? Okay, so says the Ramban, V'chein kol kayotze behen, mitzvos rabos. We'll do it relatively quickly, because I have a lot that potentially we want to say. V'chein kol kayotze behen, mitzvos rabos, zeich liyetzias Mitzrayim. Hakol dios lanu b'chol hadoros edus b'movsim shlo yishtakhu. The idea of constantly having mitzvos that are centered around remembering Mitzrayim is that through all generations we'll be remembering these miracles. I meant to change to Elohim, I apologize. And there shouldn't be any, heretic should have an opportunity to make claims that will say, no, but we have this collective memory that Hashem did this for us. So you're wrong. If somebody puts up a mezuzah, it's a little bit, I think I saw in the footnotes, here, why is the Ramban quoting the example of mezuzah? Because mezuzah doesn't really mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in mezuzah. That's a bit of a tzarach in. Why the Ramban's focusing so much on mezuzah? We would say Shema in mezuzah. But somebody who buys a mezuzah for one zuz and puts it up on his door, he's remembering all aspects of the fact that Hashem is in our world and cares and does miracles and knows. Fine. Milvad shehode shechesed habore gadol meod al osi ritzono. In addition to the fact that he has kind of accepted or hode. How do you translate hode? It's going to be very important, actually. Hode shechesed habore gadol meod al osi ritzono. As what?
Admit,
acknowledge, recognize, appreciate. Shotzianu mi oso avdus lecherus who covered godolos chus avoseim hachavitzi mirashemo. Right, because Hashem took us out of this enslavement. He did all this great honor, and because of the chus of our forefathers who served Hashem properly. Fine. Ulevigach amru havezar mitzvah kala kibechamura shekulan chamudos v'chavivos mo. That's Ramban's girsa, chamudos. Right, you should treat all mitzvos, even an easy mitzvah, with a certain level of seriousness, because they're all really deep and important. At all moments when you're putting on tefillin and kissing the mezuzah and saying brachos, whatever, you're always being mode through them to Hashem. V'kavanos kol ha-mitzvos shenamin ve'elokeinu v'no de'elav shubareinu. The purpose of all mitzvos. This is now. Wow, the Ramban just transitions to the purpose of all mitzvos. Okay, and if you would have asked us, I think we would have had a different answer about what the purpose of all mitzvos is, to get schar, to bring Hashem's presence into this world. The Ramban has a very interesting line. Right? Kavanos kol ha-mitzvos shenamin ve'elokeinu, the purpose of all mitzvos is to believe in God, v'no de'elav shubareinu, and to be moded to Him, that He's our Creator, v'kavanos ha-yitzira, that's the purpose of creation. She'ein lanu tam acher bi'yitzira harishona. The expression, ein lanu tam acher, well, it's a little bit ambiguous to me, meaning maybe there's another reason we're not aware of, or this is the only reason. I'm not exactly sure how to translate it properly. The reason we have for the first creation, which means Adam HaRishon, and the only desire HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in these lower worlds, the only thing Hashem cares about is a person should know the Yoda Leilokov Shabaro, and to be Moda to Hashem that He created him. The Kavanas Romus Hakol B'Tfilos, the purpose of raising up one's voice in Tfila. The Kavanas Bate Knesios V'Zchus Tfilas Harabim, and the idea of having places where we get together and we dive into Hashem. So people can get together and have a place where they're going to be moded that Hashem created them and formed them. And they'll publicize this. They'll say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are your creatures. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi. In Yonah, the sailors or everybody was crying out to Hashem with a lot of strength, which I think the Yerushalmi says means like loudly. They're crying out to Hashem. Mikanat Allah Shet Tfila Tricha Kol Chatzifa Notzach Levisha. It says that Tfila needs to be said out loud because Chutzpah overwhelms or is victorious over Busha. Meaning to say, you have to just cry out to Hashem. Lamaisa, we actually don't daven b'kol to not disturb other people. But the idea is that a person should have this kind of swelling over of just like emotion and recognition. Hashem, you know, we need you. Fine. Okay, so the Ramban just transitioned to remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore many mitzvahs are focused on Yetzias Mitzrayim because we remember that Hashem is part of our world. So the idea that the purpose of creation is to acknowledge Hashem, you're our God. This is, again, we're not going to talk about this. We're not going to focus on this. But just ayin shem to our previous discussions. And from these great miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, a person comes to be devoted to all the hidden miracles, which are the foundation for the whole Torah. A very interesting line. She'en la'adam chilek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person can't have a share in Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. Ad she'na'amin b'chol dvarinu mikreinu shekulam nisim in mehem teva min hago shel olam. Everything that happens to us is all miraculous. There's no teva. Bein b'rabim, bein b'yachid, if it's talking about klal Yisrael or individuals. Ela im yaseh ha-mitzvos, yatzdichenu schara. If a person does mitzvos, he'll be successful. Im yavar alem, yachvisenu ancho. If chalil does averos, he'll be cut off. Hakol b'gzeras elyon kasher eskarti kvar. It's all based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzera. And even these hidden miracles, which don't conspicuously break the rules of nature, when it says in the Torah, when Klal Yisrael will do what Hashem wants, they'll have Siyata Dishmaya, and Chalila, when they're doing what Hashem does not want, they'll have all sorts of Klala, and then that happens on this mass scale, so also it becomes publicized, the idea of Hashem's Hashkacha to the Jewish people. Why did Hashem do this? Because he left Hashem's bris. The whole world will realize that Am Yisrael is unique. They're under Hashem's Hashkacha in a very direct kind of way. And it says in terms of when we do the mitzvos, they'll see this intense Hashkacha and they'll be scared of us. I don't know if these stories are true or not, but supposedly like Hamas, like in some of these wars, they're like trying to justify to like the Gazans why they're doing so poorly and like shooting rockets at Israel. Like every time we shoot, their God like stops it and points it to the sea. Like, look, what can we do? Like we're fighting against their God. So that's what I saw quoted. I don't know if that's true or not. What if Ayesh Zeb Ezra Hashem? Okay. So now, what's that?
It's very from.
Yeah, very. Yeah, they're very from. That's a bit of a problem. So the Ramban. What I want to try to at least understand a little bit is what's going on. The Ramban says so many dramatic things, but what's the flow? The idea of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim because Hashem shows us that He's involved in our world and all those aspects of that. And then we get to the purpose of creation, is acknowledging that Hashem, you're our God. And then we get to everything is a miracle. Again, which l'shitasi means everything that happens to people is a miracle. Hashem has this intense hashkacha. Everything is always Hashem. What's the flow here? So I want to first see an Ali Shur, and then offer l'fi niestaiti another suggestion. This Ali Shur is wonderful. Like, it's MS. I just don't know if I would say I'm sold at the Pshat in the Ramban. If you look at page, at the other side, I think of the Ramban you have, page Resh Pei Gimel of Ali Shur, it says Chelek Beis. So he says, okay, we'll skip, but we'll start with the first paragraph of Ad Shishi. Chazal Amru, kol ha-kofir b'tovasol shel chavero, if a person rejects the good his friend does for him, he doesn't have a karas ha-tov, l'sof ha-kofir b'tovasol shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to end up rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's good, he's not going to see how, all the good Hashem does. Hayesod bezahu, the idea being ki midos ha'adam po'eles ba'ofen shava klape kol zulas. A person's midos are just who he is. And if he acts in a certain mida towards one person, he'll act in that same way towards another person, because it's his essence in a certain way. It's mahus. Imazulas hu adam o kadosh baruch hu, whether or not that other is a person or lahavi la kadosh baruch hu. L'chein gam kviya sato po'eles gam klape kadosh baruch hu. Fine. Also, you could tie this into the idea of like the midrashim and the pshat of these parshios, why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hit the water and couldn't hit the dirt and all these things. That it's like we have a kar sato to inanimate objects l'chor, not because they care, but because it's just part of who we are. Like we ourselves can actually separate in our minds the fact that we have like these warm fuzzy feelings towards the teddy bear we had when we were kids, or the blanket, or Moshe Rabbeinu felt a certain like appreciation for the dirt, for the water, and therefore it would be a pagam in him to impact that, even though he knew maybe intellectually that it doesn't care. But lamaisa, that's just part of our makeup as people. We have these it's part of a midah inside of us that impacts everything we relate to. Okay, I'm skipping the next paragraph. Yish la miktsas. We have to think about this more. Be'emes kol adam. This is interesting. Okay, what to discuss here? Be'emes kol adam hu dati b'tevo. Everybody is religious naturally. What does that mean? What does religious mean? Kizel koach mikocho san nefesh ha'yisodim ayin alishur chelik aleph. It's just one of the fundamental character traits of our souls. Ma'u mahuto shel koach zeh. What's the essence of this koach? Yesh nesfar gadol achshav kihu hu koach hakaras hatov. There's a svar to say this is actually in its essence hakaras hatov. Adam apokeach einav, a person. Not everybody is going to be able to be zocha to this proper perspective for whatever reason. They're not necessarily in the right place. But if you're in the right place, as Ali Shur, you open your eyes. Vore atzma ba'olam niflazi. You have a certain overwhelming sense of wonder, of beauty of the world. You see the birds are chirping, and the mountains. You see the mountains in the distance, and the colors of the trees, everything. You have a certain wonder, and wanna in your heart is pushing you to say, "Wow, I wanna get close to the source of creation." I think the Admor here is Rabbi Shmuel Salanter. That's the word, says the Alei Shur, I think of Rabbi Shmuel Salanter. We say as we're getting towards, where are we getting to? I think towards maybe Motzi Matzah. But like towards the end of Magid, we say, right, we have to thank Hashem, to the one who did to our forefathers all these miracles. It doesn't say we have to praise Hashem. It says to the one. Why? Elastam limi, to the one. Hakaras HaTov is not an intellectual, analytical kind of achievement. It's not like we think, oh, wow, the miracles happened. Hashem is the source of the miracles. You have to thank Hashem. It's just this innate kind of sense of wanting to show our appreciation to the one, whoever that might be, who did this good for us. Whoever it is, we have to thank him. We have to appreciate him. Okay? So it's a certain, says Ali Shur, a certain natural just awareness of the world. If you have this healthy, good perspective on the world, that'll hopefully lead you to a certain desire of Hakaras HaTov, which is wrapped up with a certain emunah, a certain connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's go to the next side, the next page for you guys. Kan hinenu, I'm skipping the paragraph that is not complete in that side. Kan hinenu magi'im l'devei haramban b'suv parshas bo. And therefore, through this, we can get to the Ramban and bo. Right, the purpose of all the mitzvot, so we believe in that Kadosh Baruch Hu. She promoted to him that he created us, and that's the purpose of all creation. Hamid Haramban is kol hayitzira. The Ramban said the purpose of all of creation, the whole tachlis hamitzvos, the purpose of all the mitzvos, al inin hauda, in terms of being showing our hakaras hatov, our appreciation to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'hine pashut hu she'en Hakadosh Baruch Hu tzarach es hauda shelanu. Hashem does not need our hauda. Hashem doesn't need anything from us. Achashleimus shelanu, our wholeness, va'osher shelanu, and our success, our happiness, hu lehodos. It is accomplished when we give thanks. The more a person shows appreciation for what he receives, the richer his inner life is. So says the Alei Shur, why is the Ramban focusing on Hakaras HaTov on showing appreciation for these miracles, because that's such a basic midah in being aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being aware of the world around us, and it's just such a basic yesod for building upon our upon which we build our avodas Hashem. So the Ramban says we have so many mitzvahs to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, because Yitzias Mitzrayim engenders Hakaras HaTov, and Hakaras HaTov will also lead us to appreciate how everything around us is a miracle. Hashem's doing everything for our sakes. Okay, I think that's like kind of the thread that's bringing everything together for the Alei Shur. But what's interesting though, if we stop to think, what did the Alei Shur do? How did he translate the word v'node elav shubareinu v'yod le'elokov shabaro? Node here means hoda'a, of showing appreciation, Hakaras HaTov. Okay? I want to argue maybe that if you look at the Ramban inside, and again, as we were reading through it, I was underlining or noting 5 places the Ramban uses the word hoda. And I think maybe the shot of the word hoda for the Ramban is not giving thanks, but it's just being aware. Alei Shur is beautiful. I think it's wonderful. But I don't know if it's necessarily the pshat of the Ramban. Again, I'll just read like a line or two in the Ramban. Ki akone mezuzah echad. V'kavah v'pischo v'niskavim v'inyona. Person buys a mezuzah for one zuz and thinks about its message. Kfar hoda. Oh, another one. Hoda. B'chidush ha'olam. Hoda here doesn't mean give thanks. It just means he's being aware. No, he's being modeh to the creation of the world. So here it's a little bit ambiguous. But I think it also means he acknowledges, right? You read through it, you judge for yourselves. I think the way I read the Ramban, the word noda the Ramban is using again and again, right? The word hoda doesn't mean to give thanks, but it means to acknowledge. Okay, it means to acknowledge. And what's the Ramban saying? That the purpose of creation is to acknowledge that Hashem is our creator. So here, I want to jump now to this other one in the few minutes we have left. It's a piece from Alei Tshuva. I actually have it in my bag, but my bag is here. Yeah, okay. Because there's a relatively well-known issue in the Rambam, which is like a philosophical issue. It has to do with a certain stira, and the question is it really a stira? Are the Rambams being translated properly? In terms of Sefer HaMitzvos. But the Rambam says, in Sefer HaMitzvos, that we have a mitzvah l'ha'amin b'Hashem. We have to believe in Hashem. And in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam says, we have a mitzvah leida, to know Hashem. So the question is it a mitzvah to believe, or a mitzvah to know, and what does that mean? What, is it a stira? Are they the same thing? What's a pshat? Okay. Shnei ha-munachim, right? These two terms, the second line on the top of what you guys have, towards the end of the line. These two terms, lahamin v'leda, to believe and to know, meramzim sheish kfi anira mitzvos kfula benogei l'ikar emuna. There's a double mitzvah in terms of emuna. Shimush kapo zeb mitzvah shal mitzvah elokim, lahamin v'leda, lo l'lami l'atzma v'adyatza. This is for all mitzvos. Fine, okay. I'm skipping down to the bottom paragraph. Ani eini maskim. I do not agree. I think that people who translate when the Rambam says a mitzvah to know Hashem, that it means to understand Hashem, I think that's a mistranslation. I think that's wrong, says Rav Soloveitchik. There's no chiyuv for a Jewish person to be a philosopher. To start to analyze philosophically what it means that Hashem exists. I don't think that's what the Rambam intended. We are incapable of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could he be Leda? Tami Hu V'Nelam, he's the hidden and hidden. V'Rambam Maskim Kim'at B'chol L'Chachmei HaKabbalah. Right, the Rambam in this area, virtually, his sheet is virtually identical to the Mekubalim. Shalis Machshavta D'Tvisabe, you just can't comprehend in any sort of real way HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eini Choshev Sharama Miskaven Sh'al Yudi Lehasos Filosof O B'Minuach Moderni Teolog. I don't think the Rambam thinks we should be a philosopher or a theologian. Pirusha Shaleida Hu L'Daiti, says the Rav Soloveitchik, what does it mean to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ke'emunos Emunaseinu B'Metiyas Hashem Ti'asa Lehakarat Midit. It should be this constant awareness. Late when you get to the Rav Soloveitchik's, what is it, on the Siyam, is that what you're thinking of, the love of Torah? Right, correct. Definitely connected. I should look at my own book because it's not fuzzy. Mismadeh, is that a word? Lashon of Tamidus, but Masmedes, there we go. B'metiyas Elokim, it should be constant with the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, existence. Hakar she'in ba'al li'olam hesachadas, he never says hesachadas. Bo'ot she'b'munach l'ha'amin, if you just have the expression to believe, ain't yisr shal hesachadas, you could believe it, you don't have to be focused on it. Ani ma'amin, aval yesh shani mesiach da'as mid'avar zeh shani ma'amin bo. I believe, but I don't have to be focusing and thinking about it. V'olam b'munach leida kavana le'toda masmedes. The idea of leida is a constant awareness. La'kar t'midis she'emuna b'alukim t'yel adam b'mchina zika she'ina posekes orientatia shel keva. He's always, it's like part, it's in the back of his mind constantly. Mitzias chaya she'in yochel asiyach taito imena afilu l'machetis ataka. It's something which is so constantly part of his being, he just can't even stop completely thinking about it. Everything has to be focused on this awareness and this belief. Okay, what's Rav Soloveitchik saying? There's a mitzvah to believe, which is something you have to figure out for yourself, or not for yourself, but with other people's help, what that means. But you have a certain acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. He gave us the Torah. But Leida is actually part of your life, part of your essence, that it's something that colors everything you see and do. So getting back to what the Ramban says here, Soloveitchik is not discussing the Ramban. But I think it could be what the Ramban is saying here. I'll read another line or two here. Rahika Vanas Hayitzira. That is the purpose of creation. There's no other purpose in creating Adam HaRishon. Hashem does not, the only desire Hashem has in this lower world, a person should be aware and be modeh to Hashem. Modeh to Hashem, I don't think it means to give thanks to Hashem. Just saying, Hashem, yes, you are my creator. I have this this awareness he created me. The kavanas romus akol b'tfilos v'kavanas b'at ignatius but zchus b'at atfilah b'ravim zeo shi le'adam makom yiskapsu v'yodu lekel shebaram v'imtziam v'yisparis muzeh v'yon lefanav briosecha nachnu. They should make Hashem, they should acknowledge to Hashem, we are your creations. V'zu kavanas ma'asha amru, you have to cry out to Hashem, right? And then the Ramban says, from the great miracles, you'll see even in the hidden miracles, everything is Hashem. I think when the Ramban says, be mode, it doesn't mean to give thanks. It means just to make yourself aware. You're making a statement. Yes, Hashem, you created me. Hashem, you are doing this. Hashem, everything you're doing is you. And the thread running through the Ramban, according maybe to the second possibility, is that, well, we have mitzvot that remind us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu did miracles for us in Mitzrayim. Hashem is aware of our world, engaged in our world, does miracles in our world. And that's the purpose of the creation, that we should always have that awareness that Hashem created us. And then when he says, and when you see from these great miracles, there's the hidden miracles, everything we're doing is hashkacha, and Hashem is involved in everything in our lives. So the basic idea of creation, according to the second suggestion, is not that hakara satov is this basic midah which leads to serving Hashem properly, which is true, but it's that we should have this life of awareness. Hashem should be always with us in everything we do in our minds. And that's the mitzvah that once we are drilling into us from Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Hashem does these miracles, and we're davening every day, hopefully that'll create this orientation until we get to the last paragraph of the Ramban, where we realize everything in our lives is really a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's really Him and His guiding us, and His Yata Deshmaya upon us. It's not about thanking Hashem, but it's about just being aware of Hashem, to be the being with us in everything we do in our lives. So both approaches are obviously very, very important, but okay, tzarachim a little bit what the pshat in the Ramban is, but I think either way you could say elu ve'elu. They're both important. Yisodos and serving Hashem properly. Okay, adkan.